My concept. Hope. Hope is the state that promotes the belief in good outcomes related to events and circumstances in one's life. Hope is free. By being hopeful, you increase your chances of getting the results that you want. I grew up in Nigeria and was very influenced by the Yoruba cultural belief in fate and destiny. The belief was that every individual was predestined to accomplish certain things or achieve certain things in life, and whether this happened or not was very dependent on the choices we made, things we had control over, and fate, things we have no control over. In Yoruba culture, storytelling and analogies are useful in gaining or regaining perspective and making good choices, especially in difficult situations. Any challenge provides an opportunity for growth if I allow myself to perceive it in that manner. When things do not go as planned, I have a choice to perceive the outcome either as a work in progress or a total failure. How I perceive things is just as important, or sometimes more important, than what is really happening. Life is like a journey where nothing is ever easy or hard, but relative to how I choose to see, perceive it. I have learned more from the experiences that I initially perceive as unpleasant than from the ones I perceived as pleasant. Although I do not recommend unpleasant experiences as the main source of learning, I personally prefer mentorship. It is important to make the most of whatever life throws our way and find ways to get the results that we want. How I choose to see things, my perception, is a remarkable tool that can work for me or against me. I am always influenced by how I see things, and this is directly related to how I have defined things in my mind. So to do it differently, I have to be willing to define it differently. Being functional involves adjusting my perception as I am provided new information that challenges my previous knowledge and indicates clearly that there's a need for change. Dysfunction arises when I fail to recognize this information or simply ignore it or deny it. I view every experience in life as an opportunity for learning and realize that I am the one who defines an experience as good or bad. I try to discover the lesson in every experience, although I admit there are some lessons I would have gladly skipped. What I discovered is that every complex situation is made up of multiple simple blocks, and so the way I deal with a complex challenge is to break it down to its simplest form while maintaining a keen sense of the complexity. I have always maintained that the most important relationship is the one that I have with myself, and so I take time to take care of myself, for it is only when I truly care for myself that I'm able to truly care for others, because I can't really give to others what I refuse to give to myself. Any sense of control I feel is a state of mind that is designed to keep me functional. It is important to differentiate between what I want to do and what I have to do, realizing that when there's a conflict between these two, it is more functional to do what I have to. Frustration arises when I try to control events beyond my control, and to counteract this, I create a sense of control by initially focusing my attention on things I can control, even if it's just my breathing, and then build things up from there. Things do not always go the way I had hoped or planned, but I have a choice on how I view the outcome, either as a work in progress or a total failure. The way that I perceive things is just as important, or sometimes more important, than what is really happening, because that is what determines my response and the actions I take. I discover the lesson in every experience and give myself the gift of hope. Like my sense of control, hope is a state of mind, and that can keep me functional. The decision to be hopeful is a personal choice. It does not guarantee the results that I want, but it makes it more likely to occur. Remember, hope is free. Being hopeful is a habit that is formed over time through repetition and reinforcement. And although getting the results that I want is a strong motivator, I should learn to be hopeful even when results I want seem unlikely to occur. A good analogy would be wishing to win the lottery but not buying a ticket. Although the odds of winning are quite slim, there always is a chance, but the odds become zero if you do not buy a lottery ticket. Life is a gamble, and being hopeful in life is like buying a lottery ticket. There's no guarantee that you will win, but at least you are one step closer to making it happen. Being hopeful is not the same thing as wishing or fantasizing, but it is a very active process that involves a willingness to convince myself over and over again about the possibility of what I want occurring. It is important to be cognizant of how things are while allowing myself to imagine how I would like them to be. Being hopeful is not about trying to will myself to succeed. It is about simply imagining myself succeeding, a form of self-programming. To be hopeful, I have to 1. Allow myself to believe in the possibility of what I hope for, and to believe, I have to allow myself to imagine it so. I use my imagination and see it in my mind. Using my imagination involves a willingness to put myself in an awake trance state. I am fully aware of the present reality based on probabilities, while allowing myself to experience an alternate reality based on possibilities. Possible is anything that can exist, whether it is real or imagined, and it may sometimes not follow the present laws of reality, i.e., our present understanding. Probable is something that is likely to occur or that can occur and follows the present laws of reality. 2. I verbalize this expectation, say it out loud, consistent with the direction of my choosing. I do a 10x10 routine, i.e. say 10 times makes a unit, and 10 times a day makes a set. I say it out loud so that my unconscious mind and brain hear it. It is important that I say it convincingly without necessarily reflecting on what I am saying, but simply repeating it in a manner that when my brain hears it, it sounds like I mean it. I think of it as self-programming. 3. I repeat the above process often and reinforce the results I want by repetition of the process. I become what I do most often, so I remember that being hopeful is a habit that can be formed through repetition. I become what I most repeat, and this is one of the factors that determines my direction. So I always make sure that my thoughts, words, and actions are heading in the direction I want to go. My ability to succeed increased when I learned to define things properly. Rather than obstacles, I saw challenges. Rather than failure, I was finding ways to succeed, and so on. During some of my most difficult experiences, I would often challenge myself to see, perceive things differently in a manner that allowed me to focus my energy in the direction I wanted to go, and I was surprised to find that this produced unexpected but very beneficial results. How I define a situation is integral to how I respond to it, and so I always strive to define things properly in a manner that will take me in the direction that I want to go. Trying not to fail is very different from trying to succeed, and rather than obstacles or problem, define it as challenges. Rather than seeing failure, I see it as finding ways to succeed, and so on. This step is just as important as learning how to walk before I run. I talk to myself out loud and encourage myself verbally to choose to see the upside of every situation. Visualize where you want to be and permit yourself to believe in the certainty of it, even though everything else around you may indicate otherwise. It is normal to experience a sense of frustration when trying to control events that you have no control over. You can recreate a sense of control by focusing your attention on things you can control, even if it was your breathing, and then build things up from there. When I encourage someone to be hopeful, I am actually asking them to be cautiously optimistic and not to willingly ignore the reality of the situation they are in, especially if it is bleak, but simply to entertain the notion or possibility of a more favorable outcome despite it all. People who are overly optimistic and approach life with excessive enthusiasm have always irritated me. I concluded, rightfully or wrongfully, that they were overcompensating. Intuitively, the concept of balance makes sense to me. Sometimes things are very good and sometimes they are very bad, but the goal is to find that area, the sweet spot where things are just right, and try to get everything to oscillate around it on a regular basis. I refer to this as being centered, and I think different people have different ways of describing it, but seem to recognize it when they find it. Being hopeful is a choice I make, and sometimes a very difficult one in a world that is high on facts and short on faith. It involves a willingness to accept and accommodate my vulnerability and to be accepting of things the way they are, but stubborn enough to imagine a more desirable outcome and a willingness to make it happen. Storytelling has always been a way of introducing the idea of hope. Most children are introduced to this either through fairy tales, with stories that start with once upon a time and end with they all lived happily ever after. And although well-meaning, this over-enthusiastic and unrealistic approach often poorly prepares us for the disappointments that lay ahead. As we encounter more and more once upon a times and less live happily ever after, we develop the habit of being less and less hopeful, and some of us lose this gift altogether. Our ancestors were hopeful beings and have found ways to pass on this culture. Hope gives meaning to our existence, reinforces purpose, and the notion that there is a reason why we exist that is worthwhile to be here, and worthwhile to contribute to the existence and propagation of our species. The absence of hope is felt as despair. It is a natural consequence of not being able to fill the void and reinforce our purpose. When hope is absent or lacking, our perception of reality is often undesirable to us. I have witnessed fortunate and unfortunate outcomes within or outside the control of the individual. Although the individual often had a role in the outcome, it was not always determined by this role, i.e., just because you try hard does not mean that you will succeed, although it does increase your chances of succeeding. And I have also observed people who don't try at all and continue to succeed in spite of themselves. I found that most people, when very sick, often presented with an intense feeling of vulnerability that makes the notion that there are things out there greater than us and the thought that something or someone cares for us very appealing. The concept that our existence matters and is of value seems to be an important part of being human. People who buy into this concept of value seem to attach importance and relevance to the existence of those around them, and they thrive. Their perception of well-being is heightened, and their experience of life is reported as very positive. When this concept is not reinforced, the person does not do as well, and the journey to find oneself could be more difficult. Points to remember. Being hopeful is not the same thing as wishing or fantasizing, but it is a very active process that involves a willingness to convince yourself over and over again about the possibility of what you want occurring. To be hopeful, you have to, 1, allow yourself to believe in the possibility of what you hope for, 2, verbalize your expectation consistent with the direction of the results that you want, a form of self-programming. 3. Repeat the above process often to reinforce the results.